we'd like to welcome each and everyone that's here, and maybe there'll be some more that comes. And tonight we just want to draw close to the Lord. We've been in service, and we've just been in this river of flowing Holy Spirit. But we found that you have to draw into that. You have to get into it. You have to be part of it. You have to engage in it. And that's what we want to do tonight, is draw close to the Lord. And the words are up on the top. We invite you to sing with us. If you take all the elements in our body and put them together, you may be able to sell all the water in our body for maybe less than that. But Lord, we know that to you, we are a great prize, and you cherish us. And God, you just want to dwell with us. Lord, sometimes the reason you don't is because we just don't get in your presence, because we're so busy and we just don't take time to stop. Psalm 63 says, "Oh God, you're my God, and I earnestly seek you. My soul longs for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water." This weekend at Throne Zone, we got to spend about 3 days just soaking in the presence of the Lord, just dwelling. And you know what? It wasn't a dry, weary land right then, because we were being so nourished. We were being so nourished. It says, "My soul longs for you. My body thirsts for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water." In our vernacular, if David was talking about like we would, maybe with a southern drawl, he would say, "Oh Lord, I'm desperate for you, Lord. Without you, Lord, I'm just plain old dead. But Lord, with you, I have breath. Because, Lord, you are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. And Lord, I want you to fill me. I don't want to ever be without you because I'm desperate for you, Lord.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence is living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very words spoken to me. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
As you've probably heard Pastor Sam say before, what is grace? It's God's riches at Christ's expense. It's undeserved, it's free of charge, there's no strings attached, it's unconditional. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. That's what grace is. We don't deserve what God's done for us, but out of His grace, He has given us so much. And tonight, what we'll be singing about is that amazing grace of God.
Amazing love, But you, my King, would die for me.
Amazing love.
Amazing love. I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you.
That will
Grace, the Savior, His infinite mercy and goodness, freely and bountifully given to us. Grace is God, His loving energy at work within His church and within our bodies and our souls. Grace needs to be the air we breathe and the atmosphere we live in. It's not simply leniency when we've sinned. It is the enabling gift of God, so that we don't have to sin. It can neither be bought or earned or won. If it could be, then it would cease to be grace.
How great is your love for me?
Voices to the Lord together. Lord, I'm amazed.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you.
How you love me.
How you love me.
Sing it out to him.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Lord, I'm
yesterday, I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Sing that with us. More than the air. breathe, more than the song I sing, more than the next heartbeat, more than anything, Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side, 'cause I never want to go back to my old life. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more.
I need you more.
I need you more.
I need you more.
More than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more.
I need you
more. I need you, Lord.
Right here. Presence is where I belong. This old broken heart has finally found a home, and I'll never be alone. I need you
than yesterday. I need you more than words can say.
I need you
more. I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord.
I need you, Lord.
I need you,
Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, art thou. If ever I loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Last month, our theme was based on the amazing grace of God's love. And tonight, you're going to hear a lot about love, because we just want to love on the Lord tonight. And how better to win a nation to the Lord than through love? Because when we express love to others, it covers a lot of old bad feelings and bad attitudes and responses. And 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply. Because love covers a multitude of sin. And John 15:17 says, this is my command, love each other. Ephesians 5:2 says, walk in the way of love. And 1 John 4:16 says, whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. So we just want to love God and love others. Isaiah 32:18 says, my people will live in a dwelling place, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. And Psalms 22:20 says, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. and all the families of the nations will bow before him. And Zephaniah 2:11 says the Lord will be awesome to that when he awesome to them when he destroys all the gods of the earth. Distant nations will bow down, all of them in their lands. And then Zechariah says in 9:10, he will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, from the rivers to the ends of the earth. You know, there's a reason why the word says, fear not. It's said over and over and over in the Bible. It's because God is in control and his plan is on schedule. In spite of our disappointments, the arm of flesh will fail, but God will rule and reign forever and ever in the counsel of his own will.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
You know, those words are beautiful. And you know, there's a lot of names that we call the Lord, and one of the ones is Lily of the Valley. When we're in the valley, the deep dark, there's a lily over there. And it's so beautiful. We can look at it. He's our lily of the valley. That dark place, that beautiful, beautiful lily. I just thought he was just the lily of the valley. No, he's the lily in the valley. He's the bright morning star. Do you know when you have a star and when you see it? It's when it's the darkest. He's the bright morning star in the darkest times. The psalmist says in Psalms 141, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Then as Ignatius said, when we lift our hands in praise and worship, we break spiritual jars of perfume over the Lord. And the fragrance of our praise, it fills the whole earth and it touches the heart of God. We want our praise to be as incense tonight. Because God, I do praise you, because in that dark, dark time, and that dark, dark time, Lord, you were there. I didn't see a lily. But let me tell you one thing. When I was in the dark place, he was my bright morning star. He was my bright morning star. Listen to the words of this song.
I worship you.
Tonight, everybody sing, girls.
I worship you, Almighty God.
God, there is none like you.
There is none like you. I worship you,
O Prince of Peace.
Prince,
Lord, I thank you for being my peace.
That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty.
One more time, just sing it to the Lord.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise
we're getting ready to sing a song that says, in moments like these, I sing out a song. It says, I sing out a love song to Jesus. One of the things that the Lord spoke to me years and years and years ago is he said, sing, Carolyn, sing to me. He didn't say sing to everybody else. He said, sing to me. And you know, sometimes you can just be singing around the house and have a joyful noise, but sometimes it's hard to just say, yes, Lord, I want to sing to you and make a melody. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me, he said, Carolyn, because if you will obey me and you will sing to me, you don't know how it's affecting people across the waters, because my spirit is coming through you and it's affecting people and lands you don't even know. And the Holy Spirit's moving in them because you're obeying me. So I started singing songs to the Lord. And I found the songs I like most are the Psalms, because they were sung and created out of times that were difficult times for David and others, but also because of what God had brought him through. This song says, in moments like these, I sing out a song, I love you, Lord.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to...
Let's sing that one more time. Just worship you tonight, Lord. You know, there's somebody here that has difficulty saying, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I don't know if it's because you didn't have a father to be able to say that to. Or maybe it's because you're going through hard times and struggles. I know there was a time that it was difficult for me to say that. I didn't have a father figure. I remember when my little girl was born and having her, you know, when she was just brand new born on my shoulder. It felt so strange to say, I love you. I love you. Because it was not familiar to me. Some years down the road, the Lord started speaking to me through Psalms 139 and telling me all the things that He had for me, how He had called me out before creation to be set apart at a certain day, at a certain hour, to be born. That my name was written on the palm of His hand. And through all those years that I cried because I didn't understand, that He collected all of my tears. And when I started understanding that, I could say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. If there's someone here that has difficulty saying it tonight, just whisper it in faith. I love you, Lord. And let it become real to you.
I love you, Lord.
Thou, O Lord, art
about thee, Lord.
We exalt thee,
we exalt thee, Lord.
We exalt thee,
we exalt thee, Lord.
We exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee,
we exalt thee, Lord.
We exalt,
oh, we exalt thee.
We exalt thee.
One more time. Pray and ask.
I have received what you have said. I have heard what you have done in worship. I absorb it into my very being, and I dwell among you, and I dwell in the midst of your praise. I have absorbed it into my very being, and I take it to the ends of the earth to do my work. For you have indeed helped others, and you have indeed inspired angels, and you have indeed exalted my name. Continue in this. Continue in this. Worship me, saith the Lord, for I have great things planned for you. Move into my presence, and I will exalt thee in due time. be thou minimized in my presence in your own mind, and I will exalt thee in reality and will make you strong in your weak places and will build you up a mighty army, saith the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence tonight, Lord.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord.
Just take a minute just to worship. To them, Lord. Let them, Lord, find that place in you of freedom, Lord. God, you said you brought liberty to the captives. God, bring liberty tonight for those that are trapped, that are in bondage, Lord. For God, those that are broken, those that are hurt, Lord. Those that are saying, God, it's so hard. I'm saying it, but I don't feel it. Holy Spirit, minister to them tonight so they can feel that liberty in just what it means to just worship you. God, when we worship you in spirit and truth, it breaks the bondage. God, we worship you tonight, Lord. We worship you tonight. We praise you tonight, Lord Jesus.
We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you.
Thank you, Lord. God, we exalt you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. God, we pray that 2014 would be the year of favor for us that are Christians that love you and serve you and know you. God, don't let us look back at what was, but let us look forward to press on, as Paul says, in anticipation, Lord, of what you're going to do this year. God, we want to see this house filled. We want to see healings. We want to see miracles. We want to see families saved, Lord. As Pastor Greg said this morning, expectation breeds miracles. And God, I am an expectancy of all that you're going to bring. God, help us to walk in your favor this year. We see powerful, mighty things happen. We just bless you, Lord. We thank you for your presentation tonight. Thank you for just being present. It truly was a holy visitation. We just thank you. And God, we pray tonight that you would just have your spirit to remain here. And God, we pray that your angelic host would just still stay with us, Lord, in praise and worship as the word is brought. Because God, we know the word is so important and we need it in our souls and in our spirit. So we pray that you bless the word tonight too. In Jesus' name we pray.